is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Ira Melman reporting massive explosions tear through a section of one of China's largest cities. Massive fireballs turned the night sky into day in the Chinese city of Tianjin, the explosions killing at least 44 people and injuring hundreds, according to officials and witnesses. 12 of the dead were from among the more than 1,000 firefighters sent to fight the blaze set off by the explosion shortly before midnight. That according to the Tianjin municipal government. It said 520 people were being treated in hospitals, 66 of them with serious injuries. It gave no figure for the missing. The blast, originating at a warehouse, turned buildings in the immediate vicinity into charred skeletal shells while shattering windows up to several kilometers away. VOA's Bill Ide is on the scene.
What we are hearing from state media is that there were hazardous materials at this warehouse. There have also been reports that suggest a fire had started before the explosion occurred. And actually, there were two explosions, one an initial explosion, and the second, the massive explosion that has been reported here to be as much as 21 tons of TNT.
There was no indication of what caused the blast and no immediate sign of any large release of toxic chemicals into the air. Iraqi officials say a powerful truck bomb tore through a Shiite neighborhood of Baghdad Thursday, killing at least 58 people in one of the capital's largest bomb attacks in months. Dozens more wounded when a refrigerated truck packed with explosives was detonated just after dawn at the crowded Jamila Market in Sadr City. This is VOA News. The outgoing U.S. Army Chief of Staff, General Ray Odierno, said Wednesday that Washington should consider embedding American troops with Iraqi forces if the Baghdad government does not make progress against the Islamic State over the next few months. However, the general warned against relying too much on American military force to defeat the militants, saying that cannot solve the country's current economic and political problems. When asked if he sees any future reconciliation between Iraq's Shiite and Sunni populations, Odierno was pessimistic, saying that partitioning the country is something that could happen. Australia is considering joining airstrikes against the Islamic State fighters in Syria, according to the Prime Minister. Australian F/A-18 Super Hornet jet fighters have been striking Islamic State targets in northern Iraq from their base in Dubai since October of last year. Australia sent warplanes and military advisors into the Iraq campaign at the request of the U.S. and Iraqi governments, but Australia drew the line at airstrikes in Syria, where it does not recognize President Bashar Assad's administration. Prime Minister Tony Abbott said that while the United States has yet to make a formal request for airstrikes in Syria, the matter has been raised. Myanmar's president is huddling with government ministers Thursday amid an apparent purge of the leadership of that country's governing party. President Thein Sein has the upper hand, according to one of his officials. Officials of the Union Solidarity and Development Party, the USDP, told reporters that Sui Man has been ousted from his top party post, and the USDP's general secretary, or secretary general, Meng Meng Ten, also was removed. Sui Man was widely perceived as being more politically accommodating with opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi than other more hardline members of his party. The midnight shakeup, which some reports described as an internal coup, came as security forces surrounded the USDP headquarters in the capital early Thursday and prevented officials from leaving. General elections are scheduled for November the 1st in Myanmar, also known as Burma, since decades of military rule ended in 2011. China has allowed the value of its currency in the yuan to weaken against the dollar for a third consecutive day. The central bank on Thursday set the yuan's daily reference point just over 1% lower from the previous day, about 6.40 per dollar. The Chinese move prompted two consecutive days of decline in some major world stock markets. However, trading in most Asian countries was up just after the opening on Thursday. I'm Ira Melman, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
The Voice of WOMA. One. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station.
Much as you blame yourself, you can't be blamed for the way that you feel. Had no example of a love that was even remotely real. How can you understand something that you never had? Oh, baby, if you let me, I can help you out with all of that.
Listening to the sounds of Neo and a song called Let Me Love You. My name's Larry London, playing your favorite hits, VOA 1, and Lean On. Major Lazer and DJ Snake, they're on the Now 55 CD that we are giving away on Border Crossings at 1500 Universal.
Do you recall not long ago?
performing for Microsoft. Miami to LA, G4, we taking off. I'm a hard worker, I'm far from the boss. But when it's said and done, I'm owning it all. I know you think it's just rap, just this, just that. Right, nah, baby, this my life. Wanna have fun for a night? Then just... Down in Key Largo, you know I'm on that sticky. Icky, 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 icky. Don't do it much, but when I do, I'm gone. Don't take it all off, keep your heels and thong. Yeah. I'm on me, that turns me on. Now just listen to the song and...
on the one.
From Jason Derulo, Cheyenne. That's from his brand new album, Everything Is Four. And just before Jason Derulo, it was Zendaya. And she's been linked romantically to Zayn Malik of One Direction recently. She denies the report that she is dating him or that he's dating her. She doesn't deny the fact that she's got a brand new line of shoes, which are available and for sale. And those shoes are called Daya. When asked why she named the shoe line Daya, she said, because that was my childhood nickname. I'm Larry London on VOA 1, and the Black Eyed Peas got a feeling. I got a feeling. We're going to share it with you.
I got a feeling.
and I'm chasing free. Everybody's worried about me. In too deep, say I'm in too deep. In too deep. It's been 2 years, I miss my home. But there's a fire burning in my bones. I still believe, yeah, I still believe. And all of those things I didn't say, wrecking balls inside my brain. I was screaming loud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight.
Once again on VOA 1, before that, Rachel Platten's fight song. And we heard from Fifth Harmony with a song written by Meghan Trainor called Sledgehammer. I will be interviewing Fifth Harmony very soon for Border Crossing, so tune in at 1500 Universal to hear Fifth Harmony. Join us on Border Crossings. Coming up next, Maroon 5 with Animals on VOA 1.
Baby, I'm playing on you tonight. Hunt you down, eat you alive. Just like animals, animals, like animals, moles. Maybe you think that you can hide. I can smell yourself for miles. Just like animals, animals, like animals, moles. Baby, I'm so what you try to do to me? It's like we can't stop, we're enemies. And when we get alone, and I'm inside you. You're like a drug that's killing me. I cut you out entirely. But I get so high when I'm inside you. Yeah, you can start over, you can run free. You can find another fish in the sea. You can pretend it's meant to be. But you can't stay away from me. I can still hear you.
Life's too wild. comes the shame.
Chandelier off the album 1000 Forms of Fear. I'm Larry London. Coming up, Sam Smith. Sam posted a poem online which was derogatory and had a few anti-gay comments sprinkled throughout the poem. Sam wrote that he didn't mind. It didn't offend him. He went on to say that he wanted to show how homophobia is still present in our society. Here's Sam Smith's latest, Like I Can.
Be a sinner, arch gentleman. He could be a preacher when your soul is down. He could be a lawyer on a witness stand. But he'll never love you like I can. He could be a stranger. You gave a second glance. It could be a trophy of a one-night stand. It could have your humor, but I don't understand. Cause I'll never love you like I can. A chance encounter of circumstance. Maybe he's a mantra. Put your mind in trance. He could be the silence in this mayhem. But then again, he'll never love you like I can.
Please don't stop the music.
Don't Stop the Music. VOA 1, Robin Thicke and Pharrell coming up with Blurred Lines, a song that was supposed to cost them $7.1 million, but a judge lowered that by $2 million to $5.1 million in the plagiarism lawsuit filed by Marvin Gaye's family, claiming that Blurred Lines stole from Got to Give It Up, the classic Marvin Gaye hit. But the judge has also declined a request for a retrial by Marvin Gaye's estate. So that's the final decision there, $5.1 million. We'll hear that song after Matchbox 20 Bent on VOA 1, The Hits.
If I fall a long way, pick me up and dust me off. If I get too tired to make it, be my breath so I can walk. If I need some other love, then give me more than I can stand. When my smile gets old and faded, wait around, I'll smile again. Shouldn't be so complicated. Just hold me in. Yeah.
Can't refute it, pimpin'. I'm a